When you message us at 99.7DJX or at Ben and Kelly Show, and we put your, you know, your situation out and we talk about it, it's like you become part of our family, and we just check in and we care about you, and you're like one of ours for life. And that seems to be the case with Paul, who we got a third update from him this morning. And if you missed everything from Paul, Kelly, I don't know if you can recap it in like 30 seconds.
Paul, his girlfriend, said that her ex-boyfriend was coming to town and wanted to stay in her apartment. And yes. Paul was all like, no, girl, you can come stay at my place and the ex can stay in your apartment. And she was all like, hold up, I don't think we're ready for that. And we were all like, what? Like, why are you not wanting to stay with your current boyfriend, but it's fine to stay with your ex-boyfriend? And then, like, you were texting with Paul and Paul was texting with his girlfriend in real time on the show. Mm-hmm. And then you got an update again.
I kind of condensed everything into one message, so it's not as big of a train wreck as it was on Friday.
Oh, what do you mean? That was magic.
Was it? Okay.
That was real time, real life magic.
All right, so he says, hey, thanks for asking. After I reach out and say, hey, how is everything, you know, with your girlfriend and everything? So he says, hey, thanks for asking. So after everything went down Friday morning, she got back with me later that day, and we talked. I wasn't looking forward to this because I was thinking we were, all caps, done. Yeah, because how we left it, again, it didn't look good.
We pretty much broke up with her for him.
Yeah. So he he continues. She said she wasn't thinking about it rationally and that I kind of caught her off guard with the questions while she was at work and felt put on the spot with everything. She admitted that she understood my hesitation and was willing to tell him that he couldn't stay at her place and to just find a hotel. So, I mean, that's good, right?
Okay. But I'm still kind of wondering why that wasn't like the immediate reaction. But continue.
All right. So he continues. I asked her about when she would feel comfortable with staying at my place. Because remember, that was kind of a big thing. It was like, Kelly, you brought it up. You were like, how is she going to be cool with an ex staying with her, but not her current boyfriend?
Yeah, she mentioned that they weren't ready for that in mm-hmm. their relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ah.
Mm-hmm. I asked her about when she would feel comfortable with staying at my place. And she said she's even willing to start taking that slowly. So she's actually staying at my place this weekend. I feel much better about everything. And I'm glad her ex, at least, is getting a hotel room. Thanks again for the advice, Paul.
Okay. And then, Paul, if you're going to meet up with Mr. Ex-boyfriend, everyone should spend time together. Okay? We don't let girlfriend go have a little, walk down memory lane date with ex-boyfriend without you tagging along. I feel like, everyone should get to know each other.
Yeah. What you said. Because if she leaves and meets him at his hotel, that's even worse. And part of me, still, again, my red flag BS detector is flying in the air. And it's like, are you listening to what we're saying?
My biggest thing is the fact that why wasn't this an immediate reaction?
Exactly. Like, that's the tell. She's telling on herself with her original knee-jerk reaction. Adriana said, you know what? I don't really agree with you guys because I get real mad real fast and then chill out and do better. So, maybe that was the situation, and maybe we're crossing our fingers a little bit more that his girlfriend was a little bit put on the spot and then backed into a corner and just felt like she had to defend herself and was like, well, we're not ready for any of this, blah, 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 blah. When in reality, she's like, yeah, I mean, we're fine. So, Andrew, the love doctor, always chimes in when we have these sort of situations. So, I mean, did we steer Paul in the right direction?
Your listeners are spot on. You and Kelly are spot on. I mean, it is incredible. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, guess what? It's a duck.
It's a duck.
If I'm him, the flags are up.
Yeah.
She doesn't do anything with her ex without Paul. As a matter of fact, she should be wanting to introduce Paul to her ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what should be happening.
Yeah, this is my current boyfriend.
Absolutely.
Right.
We're solid. We're strong. Yep. Everything is great. Absolutely. You guys hit the nail on the head. Fantastic, man.
Oh.
Awesome.
Andrew, the love doctor, I appreciate you every time you want to chime in.
You guys are fantastic. Keep on loving.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Don't you feel accomplished when we get the stamp of approval from Andrew the Love Doctor? Because he's like really a resident expert. He's kind of, you know, our compass when it comes to all this. When he feels like that we're really on target, it just makes me feel good inside.
Yeah, a little validation there for you. So, I just wanted to keep you updated. You can catch up on everything. We've always got it posted for you at WDJX.com. Click listen.